ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುಃ ಉನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಇನ್ ದ ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಸೀ ಕಂಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಮೆರಿಕಾ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಫಿಕಲಿ, ಟೆಕ್ನಾಲಜಿಕಲಿ, medically more advanced than India. They have best of the facilities, they have smooth roads, posh bungalows, fine cars and what not. But despite having all these luxuries and comforts and facilities, we are seeing that young boys and girls, they are going to the top of buildings and jumping off and committing suicide. Why so? If they have the biggest money, if they have the biggest luxuries, why should people commit suicide? People committing suicide is a proof that they are not happy. Have you ever seen a happy man going and committing suicide? Why are they not happy? Even after having acquired so much luxuries, comforts and facilities. What makes them unhappy? The scriptures say, the purva janma papa karma, that makes us unhappy now, in this life. It is not that because I don't have a car, I am unhappy. It's not that I don't have an IT job, I am unhappy. Not that, you know, I don't have my own laptop, I am unhappy. No. Lack of commodities don't make you unhappy. But purva janma papa karma makes us unhappy. Whatever sins we have committed in the past, that makes us unhappy. For example, say in a road, a man who has stolen from a Reserve Bank of India, now he is carrying a suitcase and walking in the road. Can he be peaceful? No. As soon as he sees the police van, immediately his hands and legs will tremble. He will want to go into some hiding. He cannot be peaceful. Whereas you are walking on the road, you see a policeman coming, you have no problem. Why? Because you are not a thief. You haven't done thievery. Similarly, people who have done sins in the past, they suffer now. They are the ones who are undergoing many sufferings. Because the sinful activities lead to suffering, pain. In fact, we all can see in our lives also when sufferings come, we don't want. We know that it is painful, we don't want, but we have to endure it. Like sometimes, when I was in my school days, I got a wound in my knee. And that wound became little bigger and bigger. It was severely painful. I told my friends, nobody should come near. And all of them kept distance. But one boy came running into the classroom with his shoes and unknowingly he hit me on my knee and I shouted loudly, "Ah!" My madam asked, "What happened? What happened?" I told her, "Ma'am, I am dead." Ma'am said, "If you are dead, how can you speak?" So then I said, "Ma'am, I am more than dead because this fellow hit me with his shoes unknowingly." Anyway, I remember those days when there was a wound in my knee, how painful it was. So all of you might be having similar experiences in your life. We all don't want suffering, but the sufferings come in our life because of our purva janma papa karma. We suffer in our body and in our mind. Anyway, those sufferings are coming, but in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, if somebody becomes my devotee, and surrenders to me, becomes obedient to me, then I take away all the sufferings of such a person. How is it like when you switch off a fan, gradually the fan comes to a halt. Similarly, when you begin chanting Hare Krishna, gradually it's like switching off a fan, then all your sufferings will gradually come to a halt, zero. And they will all be taken away. And Krishna promises that, ಅಹಂ ತ್ವಾಂ ಸರ್ವ ಪಾಪೇಭ್ಯೋ ಮೋಕ್ಷಯಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಮಾ ಶುಚಃ. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅವೇ ದಿ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ if you surrender to me. Like that Krishna says. So by our chanting of Hare Krishna, we are expressing to Lord that, O Lord, whatever sins I have committed in the past, please forgive me. Now I will lead a pure life and I will simply follow your good instructions as you have spoken in the scriptures. In this way we can please him and perfect our life. Now, all of you are engineers. You know very well our gross body has the Panchamahabhut, which you know, and the subtle body has Man, Buddhi, Ahankar. Now our Buddhi is like a CPU, central processing unit, and our Man is like a hard disk, and our hands, legs and the Karana or the Indriya, they are like the servo motors, like linear motor and rotary motors, like that. So whatever direction CPU gives to the programs in the hard disk, then accordingly the servo motors are moved. You see? Yeah. You can call it a CPU or like a microprocessing device. So in a microprocessing device, whatever programs you write, accordingly the servo motors move. Similarly, in our mind, if there are impurities, then the impurities in the mind makes our hands and legs move in an impure way and do wrong things. Like somebody's mind has got impurity, you know, his legs take him to a liquor shop and his hands take a liquor bottle and makes him drink, or he buys a cigarette and smokes, or he spends a lot of money buying the drugs, you see. And if a person's microprocessor or the mind and the intelligence is pure, then they direct the person to walk to a temple and hear the bhajans, hear a lecture, chant Hare Krishna, you see. In this way, our intelligence is the decision maker and mind is subordinate to the intelligence. So even though the mind may be impure, you can hear lectures every day and strengthen your intelligence, by which you can chant Hare Krishna and purify the mind. Because chanting of the Hare Krishna cleanses the mind. Just like when you have a magnifying glass, the diffused rays of the sunlight can be collected and sent through a magnifying glass at a focal point. At that point, all the rays are collected at one point, so it becomes very hot. You can burn a paper or a cotton. Similarly, when you chant Hare Krishna, our mind's rays are all diffused, but you collect them all in your mind and focus it with your intelligence. At one point, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And gradually, as we attain concentration, all the impurities in our mind will be completely removed. It is like cleansing of a mirror. Cheto darpana marjanam. Like sometimes a mirror is covered with dust. You take a wet cloth and you wipe the mirror, then you can see your face. Similarly, the impurities in the mind, how can they be cleaned? If your cloth is impure, you can wash it with Super Rin or something. But if mind is impure, and the mind is impelling our senses to act impurely, then what can be done? For that, we have to cleanse the mind. And how can the mind be cleansed? By chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And unclean mind can never make us happy. For example, in this room, imagine some people are eating with their plate, and they have left some rice particles, dal particle, some water, everything on the floor. Now you are entering the room and your feet is touching this rice particle, dal particle. Will you be happy? Yeah, unclean room makes you feel inconvenient. You don't like it. You'll feel sticky in your leg. You'll go and wash your leg. But if the same room is cleansed with water and wiped with a wiper and you have put some phenol or something, it is very fragrant, then everybody will like such a clean place. Similarly, when we have a clean mind, we can be happy. But when our mind is unclean, nobody can be happy. And also an unclean mind impels us to act in unclean ways, with unclean habits. If you want to get rid of unclean habits, you have to clean the mind. And what is the method of cleaning the mind? Very patiently, every day, regularly chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Swami Prabhupada went to the West, he saw American boys and girls are committing suicide. They are taking to drugs, they are taking to liquor and everything. So he met many of the hippies who were not obedient to the government, not obedient to police, not obedient to parents, not obedient to teachers. But Swami Prabhupada gave them this Hare Krishna mantra and told them to chant. When they chanted this mantra, their mind became cleansed. And once their mind was cleansed, their habits became pure and they all became very, very happy. So much so that they came to India and started becoming great preachers of Bhagavad Gita. So the most sinful rogues became great saintly people. This is the power of the Maha Mantra. So this is the magic of the Maha Mantra. So you simply chant every day, you will see your mind will become completely cleansed. And the result is, you will become happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.